Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on Radio MD.
One of my most favorite topics is this whole issue of the relationship between stress and weight gain in women. And lo and behold, here we have a brand new study that really affirms the fact that childhood stress can cause weight gain in women. We have with us the expert and the author behind the study, Dr. Kathy Liu. She's an associate professor of sociology at Michigan State University and is going to help us understand what this study was really all about, why she did it, and how we can take this information and take the practical advice associated with it and apply it to our own lives. Dr. Liu, welcome to Her Radio. We're so happy to have you on.
Thank you. Hello.
All right. So why did you do this study?
You know, everyone feels stressed at times, and we know stress may lead to many negative health outcomes, including overeating and obesity. And overweight and obesity is certainly one of the major health concerns right now. And however, the effect of stress, it's not the same for everyone. People experience stress differently and also respond to stress differently. And also, stress is not static. It changes from time to time. Sometimes it's very high. People feel very stressed. Sometimes it's low. And so how the stress trajectory, the change of the stress, that starts from early in childhood and also fluctuate over time through adulthood may work together to have long-term consequences for weight change. This is something we are not very clear now. That's the major motivation for this study.
So what did you find in the study? What were the findings?
We analyzed about 3,600 people from a national survey that covers a 15-year study period. And our results suggest that childhood stress has stronger effects on weight change over time than the stress in adulthood. This is especially true for women. And for women who experienced higher levels of childhood stress gained weight more rapidly throughout our study period than did women who experienced less childhood stress. But we didn't find any of the effect, either childhood stress or adulthood stress, affect men's weight change over time.
Now, did this surprise you when you saw that women who had had childhood stress, especially, and this was linear, that the more childhood stress they had, the more problem they had with weight gain? You didn't see this in men? Did that surprise you?
To some, it makes sense, actually, because the long stress literature, the research has shown that women and men respond to stress differently. You know, women are more likely to increase the amount they eat, the food they eat, to cope with stress. So they may experience the effect of weight gain in response to stress. But for men, they respond differently. Men are more likely, for example, men are more likely to drink alcohol or isolate
yes.
themselves in response to stress. And those have less effect on weight change. So in this sense, it makes sense, and it fits the literature about the stress response, gender difference in stress response.
Very interesting. You know, I'm sure you're aware of the research done by Susan Mason with the Harvard Nurses study. And she published in September of 2013 a couple of really interesting studies. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, I wrote a book for consumers called The Hunger Fix on food addiction. And what she found was that the more abuse, now these are women, so it's gender specific, the more abuse and trauma these women had had in childhood and adolescence, the higher the level of incidence of food addiction and addictive-like eating behavior. For that matter, the association was 90%. So what your study shows is just about the same thing, and that is they're having this weight issue. Mason basically just looked at the very specific why. In other words, it's how they got there. It's through addictive-like eating behavior, basically to self-soothe when they were feeling bad and in pain and angst, depressed, and all the rest of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's absolutely, fits the broad literature. So there, we just add more evidence in terms of, the weight change. It's more directly related to many negative health conditions.
Okay, and so, you are an associate professor of sociology. Taking this information, if a consumer walked up to you and said, well, how do I apply this? How do I, do something either preventatively or even help myself?
This is a very good question and a very important. Currently the clinical care and intervention programs addressing obesity usually focus on the more proximate behavior factors, like we see people say you need to keep your eating healthy and you need to exercise. Those are all behavior factors to reduce the obesity risk. But this study shows that not just the behavior factor, but the social contact of earlier childhood, especially the gender-specific social contact of childhood, is important to consider when we design the effective clinical programs that prevent or treat overweight obesity later in life. And there are two actually things we may think about. First is it's important if we want to help the obesity, prevent obesity, it's important to start from as early as childhood and think about the stress during childhood. And also, second, it's important during adulthood, for adulthood obesity, when the clinical design the program, it should also consider what happened to this person in their childhood and to better understand the the mechanisms to leading to the obesity.
Well, I think it's really important then when you're designing these programs based upon your wonderful study, as well as all the other literature now, that we provide some level also of treatment with counseling for adults who are currently still self-soothing themselves after many years. I think it's really important that, you said eat less, move more. Yeah, we got that part. That's the behavioral part. But what about processing and reframing what happened a long time ago so that you stop the self-soothing and instead of, running to the fridge when there's anxiety and depression, you can find more productive ways to be able to cope and adapt and adjust to life stresses, which oftentimes knee-jerk you right into the fridge all over again. This has just been a wonderful study that was just published by Dr. Kathy Liu that showed us that childhood stress can cause weight gain in women, and that this is very different experience in women than it is in men. Men tend not to have this kind of a trend. They tend to turn to alcohol and, quite frankly, drugs too, to self-soothe and also isolate themselves. If you want to learn more about the study and Dr. Liu's wonderful work, go to sociology.msu.edu, where she is a associate professor of sociology at Michigan State University. Dr. Liu, we are so happy that you came on Her Radio and enlightened all of us about this very, very important issue. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and hey, stay well while you're at it.